the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A judge has ruled probationary workers at federal agencies who were fired should be offered reinstatement. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
The ruling comes from a federal judge in San Francisco saying the firing of probationary employees at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the Defense Department, USDA, and the Departments of Energy, Interior, and Treasury were all illegal, and that those employees should be reinstated. The judge ruled Trump's Office of Personnel Management didn't have the authority to fire those workers.
The Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has told Congress he wants to eliminate 10,000 jobs from the Postal Service. The tariff war is here to stay for a while. Jeans, bourbon, cast iron, peanut butter, and now French wine. CBS's Linda Kenyon is keeping track.
The president is threatening 200% tariffs on European wine, champagne, and spirits if the European Union imposes a 50% tariff on American whiskey. Trump has already imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum products. When asked if he would back down on any of that,
no, I'm not going to bend at all.
Pauline Bastidon with the trade group Spirits Europe says, please, just leave us out of it.
Enough is enough. We're done being used as bargaining chips.
Separately, tariffs against Canadian products have sparked angry reactions. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Russian President Putin said today he agrees in principle with the U.S. plan for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
This ceasefire should lead to an enduring peace and should remove the root causes of this crisis.
But CBS's Charlie Daggett reports that's not a hard yes.
A ceasefire always favors the aggressor because a 30-day ceasefire gives the Russians a chance to sort of regroup and reestablish themselves if the ceasefire were to fail.
Jewish protesters outside Trump Tower in New York today demanded the release of a pro-Palestinian protester. Stacey Lynn reports.
They're demanding the release of Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian activist detained by ICE over the weekend despite having a green card. Hundreds of demonstrators from Jewish Voice for Peace packed the building's lobby, chanting while holding signs that read, Free Mahmoud, Free Palestine, Fight Nazis, Not Students, and You Can't Deport a Movement. Khalil's being held in Louisiana. The government just formalized its request for a change of venue. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
In Southern California this morning, swift water rescue. From all that rain, the storm system's moving across the U.S. and could spark even more weather.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boston City Council wants to offer more protection to a segment of the population that's become the center of a political battle. WBZ reporter Jim McKay has the story.
12-1 was the vote on a measure to move forward a plan to make Boston a sanctuary city for the LGBT community.
It's just a really scary time right now.
Adrian is non-binary. They tell me they feel worse for people who are outside of Boston. Boston, they feel, is a welcoming environment. But new federal statutes taking effect can certainly be problematic.
It's not just looking at legislation that's already been created. It's looking at the future and being proactive about protecting the LGBT community.
Sebastian was happy to see both a proactive city council in Boston and Worcester, the first city in Massachusetts to do this. Jim McKay for CBS News, Boston.
The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court today to limit the scope of three lower court orders that blocked enforcement of his order ending birthright citizenship. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and breezy, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. It's 46 right now.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
And timely hits on WRJN. Hey, just after 6 o'clock, welcome in to the evening. Welcome to high school basketball about 20 minutes from now. Yeah, regional playoff time and more coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm. Never.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
News, timeless hits, and high school basketball. Waterford at Whitnall tonight, 6:30. The pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. And then we'll talk about Saturday's opportunities. A whole bunch of them that have come up.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Petula Clark and Chris Morrow. Glad you're along as we get through Thursday night. Beautiful Thursday night. Sun still out. Temperatures mild. And high school basketball coming up at 6:30, the pregame. Now, what's going on for Saturday? A lot of things to consider. Possibilities go a long ways. We could see a Waterford and or Racine Park game Saturday afternoon. Could be Racine Lutheran. Could be the Prairie School later in the day on Saturday. They've advanced to Saturday, but we're not sure who the opponent is yet. So what it looks like right now here on WRJN, we'll probably do a 12:30 pregame for whatever teams would meet at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We won't know who those are until after the games this evening, but first thing tomorrow, when we know, we'll talk about it here on WRJN. It gets confusing. That's why it's March Madness, right?
Craving something sweet? Linda Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Instead of praying.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been your home for local news for 98 years. Now we've teamed up with Racine County Eye to bring you even more in-depth news from every corner of the county. Here are the headlines on WRJN with Stuart J. Waddles twice each hour during the day. Then read the details and get in-depth online at theracinecountyeye.com. One thing that's important to people, high school basketball. We've got playoff action coming up here. 6:30 is the pregame. 7 o'clock the tip-off, and then Saturday afternoon, probably around 12:30 or 1 o'clock, we'll know tonight who's playing in the next round and what teams we'll have on the air. So we'll tell you about that first thing tomorrow morning with Don Rosen. Here on your home for local news, timeless hits, and high school sports, it's WRJN. Enjoy tonight's game. See you back tomorrow night.
I keep on dancing for
looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Thank you. 80 teams advanced from regional play across the divisions in tournament play for a chance to play for a gold basketball beginning on March 20th from Wilmot Union High School. It's high school tournament basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a semifinal sectional game between the number 2 seeded Whitnall Falcons, 17-9 overall, versus the number 1 seeded Waterford Wolverines, 23-3 overall. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rousseff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. The Falcons won their regional title by defeating New Berlin West, 86-76. The Wolverines won their regional title by defeating Waukesha West, 63-46. The winner of this game gets the winner of the number 1 seeded Park and number 2 seeded Greenfield teams, and we'll be hoping to get scores tonight on that game. The Falcons are led in scoring by Miles Hirrell, 22 points per game, Jack Lutz, 21 points per game, and Cooper Marquis, 12 points per game. The Wolverines are led in scoring by Caden Gustafson, 22 points per game, Jameson Beasley, 15 points per game, and Jace Brechtel, 11 points per game. My keys to the game, first for the Falcons. Falcons will rely on Hero and Lutz to have big scoring nights. They must limit the baskets in transition by Waterford, and they got to keep constant pressure on Gustafson. My keys to the game for the Wolverines to come out with a win: got to minimize the touches by Hero and Lutz. They got to get out quick and get baskets in transition, and they must continue to shoot well from the charity stripe. So with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley, my partner for this sectional semifinal game tonight.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game features two very strong teams. They played each other earlier in the year, but if you're expecting that same result here tonight, you're in for something else. Both teams played incredible throughout the year. That matchup was very early on in the season. Both teams were not at full strength like they are here tonight. So we're in for a showcase of high school basketball here tonight from the Wilmot Fieldhouse.
All right, Dylan, and we'll be keeping an eye on, as I mentioned, that Park Greenfield game. We also have the Lutheran Crusaders playing tonight. They're playing Milwaukee Academy of Science at Milwaukee South Division. We'll keep an eye on that game. And if you haven't heard by now, the Prairie School Hawks have already advanced to the sectional final with their win last night over Cambridge. So they'll be playing the winner of Roncalli and Cedar Grove Belgium, who's also playing tonight. If we can get updates on that game too, we will try to do that to keep you informed on how all the teams are doing tonight. So good luck to the Lutheran Crusaders and the Park Panthers. And we're about 4 minutes away from the teams taking the floor. So we'll take a break to hear from our sponsors and patrons. 2 minutes it'll be. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Thanks, Dick. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, creating personalized, world-leading technology and treatment options for every cancer patient. Docs on the Fox, restaurant on Milwaukee Street in Waterford. Good food, good service, and a good time inside a fun, friendly, and casual environment. The personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish, and Rotier, national reputation, hometown service. Once again, our wonderful sponsors, patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Troitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Pulda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. Once again, I'm Dylan Dooley. Calling tonight's game is Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage of high school basketball here on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these games. That's DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County schools. If you miss any of tonight's game or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear us at a later date, all of our broadcasts are archived at dgsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest. Once again, high school tournament basketball brought to you on DG Sports. Tonight's game also broadcast live over the airwaves at WRJN Racine. This is high school basketball on DG Sports. Once again, Tim Owens will be with us here at halftime. Southern Lakes Conference Commissioner. Conference Commissioner over these Waterford Wolverines. The Whitnall Falcons come from the Woodland Conference. Again, we're in for a very wonderful ball game here tonight. Excited for the referee crew to be here. Found out a little information on them, some veteran officials, so we're looking forward to that. Right.
Thanks, Dylan, and we'll hope to get a couple comments from the two head coaches once they take the floor, and the horn should be going off here. So both teams have come on the floor, and they will begin their warm-ups. So the Falcons, they'll be the away team tonight. They'll be dressed in their white uniforms with the black and gold trim. The Wolverines will be dressed in their home green uniforms with the white trim. And while we have a moment, we'll give you the starters. We'll give you the starters for both teams. Starting with the Whitnall Falcons, we only have three of them, and that happens sometimes. Starting at guard will be 6'4" junior Cooper Marquis. Starting at guard, 6'3" senior Miles Hirrell. Starting at guard, 6' senior Jack Lutz. Your head coach, Andrew Wolchek. Now your starters for the Wolverines. Starting at guard, 5'10", junior Colin Lepisto. Starting at guard, 6'3", senior Jameson Beasley. Starting at forward, 6'4", senior Ryan Dashner. Starting at guard, 6'2", junior Caden Gustafson. And starting at forward, 6'6", junior Chase Brechtel. Head coach of the Wolverines is Nick Reglin. So those are your starters for tonight's game. And I'll head over to the scoring table and see if I can get a few comments from the two coaches.
So there you have it, folks. Right out of Dick Graceffa's mouth, that was the starters for tonight's broadcast. This sectional semifinal game, once again coming to you from the Wilmot Union High School down here in Salem, Wisconsin. Looking forward to tonight's broadcast. This is a game that features two strong teams. Dick was feet away from Coach Reglin, and Coach Reglin went to go talk to the head coach of Whitnall. So here he is, ready to go.
Joined by Nick Reglin now, head basketball coach of the Waterford Wolverine. Coach, you're playing a team tonight. You've already played during Christmas. What's different about this team from then till now?
Whitnall's playing at a higher level right now. They got a lot of sets in. They're flowing really well offensively. They're competing on defense. They're definitely playing at a higher level.
Got to be happy with the way your team's playing. I suppose the games don't look as one-sided as when we see the final score, but your team looks pretty solid right now.
Yeah, we're playing really good defense and an offense. We're keeping it. We're doing what we need to do.
So what are your keys real quick? I see the officials want to talk to you.
We got
to
slow down Lutz and Hero, and we got to play solid on offense.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Dick.
All right, both head coaches meeting now with the players and the officials out near midcourt, going over their safety precaution meeting. Once again, this is our pregame programming. You're listening to high school tournament basketball on DG Sports. You can find us at dgsports.mixler.com.
Joined by Andrew Wojcik.
Yes, sir.
The head coach of the Whitnall Falcons. Tell me a little bit about this team. It's a scary 17-9 team.
Yes, sir. Senior-led, definitely. Miles Hero and Jack Lutz, who have all been here before, who actually won a sectional semifinal in this gym. So as a first-year guy, it makes me feel a lot better. But we just rely on preparation, man. We're prepared. We're ready to go.
So what are your keys to coming out with the game? Obviously, having one of the heroes doesn't hurt you at all.
No, not at all. We want to play at our pace. We play quick. We like to get up and down, so that's a huge one. Another one is we want to dominate the boards. We want to get paint touches. Paint touches usually end up in scores or free throws, so those have been goals for us all year long.
Well, everybody talks about Hero. Talk a little bit about the Lutz player.
Yeah, man, Jack is incredible. He's the true definition of a competitor. Every time it seems to get close, he steps up. He's an impressive kid, just a better leader. It's a really lucky for us to have him. These guys all feed off of him. His energy is contagious, so it's big time to have him.
Well, you got to win this game tonight. You may play another local team from the area.
Yes, sir. We get him a third time. Hopefully third time's the charm for us.
Well, good luck tonight, Coach.
I appreciate you, sir.
Okay. That's Andrew Wojcik, head coach of the Whitnall Falcons. Back to the table.
Thank you, Dick. Once again, you're listening to WIAA Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports. Also, tonight's game brought to you over the local airwaves of WRJN Racine. So tonight's game, once again, features two very strong teams in Whitnall and Waterford. We're very excited for this broadcast. And we'll be joined once again at halftime by Tim Owens, Conference Commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference. So we have just about 8 minutes left here in our warm-up period before we get starting lineups and national anthem tonight. Dick has rejoined me here at the table.
So some pretty interesting comments from the two coaches. The coach of the Whitnall Falcons looked like someday he's gonna be lucky. He looks so young. He looks like he's still in college.
Yeah, I think he's 25, 26, maybe something like that. Young coach, but he has a ton of coaching experience on the AAU circuit as well as high school coaching. So experience is not a question mark for him despite the age.
All right. So again, we'll run down what teams we're going to keep an eye on tonight in tournament play. Again, the one most notable for us will be the Park-Greenfield game, and that's being played at Elkhorn. We'll be trying to keep an eye on that. Dylan will do his best, and also Peg Rasuffa back in the studio. She'll also be keeping an eye on that game. And then, Dylan, the MAS, Racine Lutheran game, it was scheduled to be played at Racine St. Catharines, but it got moved. It got moved from pretty much one home court back to now Milwaukee Academy of Science. What did you say? It's 10 blocks?
Yeah, I think when we were talking to Tim pregame, I think he said it's a six-minute drive. So very close for Milwaukee Academy of Science. They're expecting a larger crowd for that one, so that's why that game did get moved.
Okay, and then again, we announced that the fourth school, the Prairie School, they've already advanced to the sectional final. And again, they'll play the winner of Roncalli in Cedar Grove, Belgium, which are playing tonight also at 7 p.m. So we got three games we'll be keeping an eye on. And, of course, this one here that we will be calling for you should be exciting. And Dylan talked about the conference that the Falcons, the Whitnall Falcons, are in. So it does not surprise us that they're going to want to play an up-tempo game.
Yeah, the conference that they play in, a lot of those teams want to get up and down the floor. Brown Deer is in there, South Milwaukee, Cudahy, Greenfield, who's playing against Park here tonight. There's a lot of very good teams. Wisconsin Lutheran plays in there for basketball. Pewaukee, they're another perennial team that is pushing for sectional titles year after year, so they're definitely battle-tested. But you can say the exact same about Waterford. So this is going to be a clash of two titans here tonight, and I'm very excited that we are getting to cover this one.
And the one thing that I would think we'll see more so of Waterford tonight is they'll probably try to play more physical than the Falcons were. Looking at the Falcons, they look like they're more of a finesse team.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with what you're saying. Whitnall's going to want to push the tempo all night long, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, we're about 4 minutes away from this one getting underway as the field house continues to fill up here, and we were told that they had advance sales of 900 tickets, and they figured they'd sell another 300 at the door. So we expect it to be packed tonight.
Yeah, I'd say the complex here, we're just about half full. Student sections are both. Waterford, I'd say, definitely has the advantage here so far. But parent sections, Waterford's maybe a little more full than Whitnall, but Whitnall's still very full as well. So there's a lot of people here on hand. Hopefully we get a lot of people tuning in to our broadcast as well tonight. We're in for a great showcase of high school basketball across the state of Wisconsin right here in Wilmot.
All right, well, we'll step away for one more quick break of 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
In Westellis, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. Greater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, creating personalized, world-leading technology and treatment options for every cancer patient. Docs on the Fox restaurant on Milwaukee Street in Waterford. Good food, good service, and a good time inside a fun, friendly, and casual environment. The personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish, and Rotier, national reputation, hometown service. Once again, our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Traylor, Ryan Thompson, Brian Pola, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. I'm Dylan Dooley. Tonight's broadcast will be Dick Graceffa, streaming live coverage of WIAA Tournament Basketball right here on DG Sports.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Well, both teams have gone to their respective benches. Got about a minute left here in pregame. And then we'll have the horn go off, and then we'll turn it over to the PA announcer here at Wilmont High School. And again, just about a capacity crowd, which will make it even more energized to call this game tonight. And again, Waterford's hoping to get an opportunity, Dylan, to play Racine Park again, who they lost to earlier this year.
Yeah, that's if Park can get past Greenfield here tonight. We're assuming that they will, but again, both teams are chomping at the bit to make it to that semifinal and prove that they can make it to state.
So again, both teams now over at their benches, and they're lining up for our national anthem after the PA announcer mentions a few things. And again, you're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports. So we'll turn it over to the PA announcer right now. That was our national anthem. Now we'll get the starters for both teams, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, we only had the three starters for the Falcons, Marquis, Hero, and Lutz. So they're announcing the Wolverines first, so they must be considered the visiting team, even though they're the higher seed. So it's Lepisto, Beasley, Dashner, Gustafson, and Brechtel. Your head coach, Nick Reglin. He has been introduced. And Miles Hero. And now we'll give you the other two we did not get from. So the two other starters are 6 foot senior Evan Plure and 6 foot three wingman sophomore Max Mikulak. So jumping for the Wolverines will be Brechtel and Mikulak. Mikulak for the Falcons. There's the tip. Controlled by the Wolverines. It goes into the hands of Beasley. So Beasley with the basketball. Passes over to Dashner. Now they put it back in the hands of Beasley. Now Dashner from the wing. Dashner brings it outside to Lepisto. Lepisto's got nowhere to go with it. Now gives it back up to Dashner. And they're really keen on Gustafson. Now Beasley gives it to Gustafson for the first time tonight, but he's got to give it up as two people trailed him immediately. Dashner on the wing, back on top to Beasley. So we played almost a minute here, no score. Now Beasley almost has it taken away. WRJN Racine. The shot was missed by the Wolverines, but they got the rebound. Now here's a three-pointer that's airballed. Airballed by Brechtel, and here comes Miles Hero with the basketball. Expect to see him handling the ball quite a bit tonight. He passes over to Marquis.